Welcome to another episode of my U.S. government series. This episode is titled Congress Powers in Mandatory and Discretionary Spending, and it will talk about why Congress is powerful and the difference between mandatory and discretionary spending. This will be a short episode. Congress has a pretty big role when it comes to domestic policy. A power that shows how important Congress' role is being able to lay and collect taxes. This is important because taxes allow for government spending. The government is able to spend money collected by taxes to pay for workers of the government, like doctors, police officers, and soldiers. Without this power, the government wouldn't be able to have as many workers, and we will fall more into debt because it is a big country to run without the money we need to spend on it. Another important power of Congress is being able to declare war. This is a great power to have since the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief of the military, and it limits his ability to do whatever he wants with our military power. The president isn't able to declare war with anyone just because they feel like it, and Congress keeps that in check. Congress is also able to approve treaties. This power allows for the U.S. to make sure they're making the right decision when it comes to a treaty. It helps balance out the power the president has. Mandatory spending is where the government spends the money on certain programs required by law. This means Social Security, Medicare, and federal debt. The government is responsible for spending the right amount of money to leave for discretionary spending. This is where they spend money based on the options they have. The government chooses what they want to spend money on, like national defense, education, and transportation. I love the idea of mandatory and discretionary spending because it helps prioritize the people's needs while still being able to spend on other things. In order to be able to spend our money properly, the government should spend the money on the most important things like Medicare and education, and not prioritizing national defense. In conclusion, Congress is very powerful, and it is very important in the government to keep the executive branch in check of its power. Also, the mandatory and discretionary spending is also very important for keeping them from spending money without people's opinions.